Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Yeah, we're good. A little soggy, but it all turned out well in the end because with two 65-lap sprint races almost, it was some pretty darn good entertainment. And I think the fans that were there got their money's worth, and it was, well, it may not have been worth going through all the hassle we had to on Saturday and get everything ready to hit, but I was, in the end, it worked out okay.
Yeah, it was a long delay on Saturday, and if you saw the highlights, you saw the pace car wipeout.
Yeah,
and
a couple of guys way too dangerous to try. I know that IndyCar is getting lambasted by some of the media and some fans for saying, well, you're supposed to run in the rain. Why don't you just start it behind the pace car? Well, when the pace car can't stay on the racetrack because there's so much rain and there's no traction, what the devil do you think 800 horsepower IndyCars are going to do? You saw what happened as soon as Will Power tried to apply the power. You know, he wiped it out into the wall. And is that what you want to do? Stack them all up in one? Well, there's your show. Come on, you know, think about it. I mean, when it's a safety issue, And the drivers are telling you that it's not safe, you can't see, there's no traction, don't run the race. They did the right thing.
Yeah, it was really slick, and even for somebody that does know a lot about racing, you could see it was pretty dangerous.
So for the first time, in your passenger car, what the heck, let alone a race car.
So for the first time since 1981, they rode two races in the same day. How does that change the strategy and the outlook and maybe the aggressiveness of some of these drivers?
I think the way you handle that is exactly the way Bourdais used to win the first race. You have to have a pit stop, obviously, but you put on the red option tires, the fast tires, the ones that let you go fast, but they also wear out quicker, and you just go for it. Put your foot down and go for it. I mean, this guy just was on the whip from lap one through lap 65. He had leads that we have not seen as big on that course in quite a long time, 3 to 4 seconds, like he's in the other area code, right? But, I mean, you don't have time, as the NASCAR guys say, you don't have time to lollygag. You just get on it and get it done, and that's, you try to do that in race two. Some wrecks got in the way. Conway more or less did the same thing, came up in the right sequence, you know, did a nice tire change there and was able to pull that off, but there was a little rain around that one as well. But what you do is the green flag goes up and just get after it, and you saw guys getting after it. It was pretty good entertainment because of that, though. You saw guys taking chances. You saw, you know, people going around there, you know, side by side almost, you know, almost the entire lap. No time. You just attack it. You can't lay back. It's like a sprint race. Get after it, and that's what Bourdais did, and good to see him finally win one first since 2007. You know, he thinks the fans don't like him here because of his entanglements with Paul Tracy years ago, but it all worked out great, good in terms of, well, you haven't got time to lay back, so put on a show, and that's exactly what they did in both races, and Bourdais certainly in the first one.
E.T., you talk about putting on a show. It hasn't been, a homecoming in a sense for James Hinchcliffe ever, essentially. I mean, and struggles again this weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, and that's true, and he's frustrated with it, and we interviewed him on the air, and he had the fans cheering him. They're behind him 100%. He knows that grandstand, but most of it is behind him. But, you know, this is something that you go through. He had three wins coming into this race last year. He's still looking for his first race this year, his first win. You know, the team is so good, though, and he is so up, and they never get down. Drivers will go through this dry spell. They're qualifying well. Their pit work is fantastic. He got, you know, into the back of somebody there in the second race and finished 18th. Top 10 in the first one, not bad at all. But he'll get out of this, and I predict that he'll have a win before the end of the year. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be happening in Toronto. He would dearly love it to happen that way, and so would the fans, but it'll eventually lock in.
We had Hinchcliffe on the air last week, and one of the questions I asked him was, you know, he went out, he missed some time with that concussion, and I don't want to say rushed back, but he was better. He was good to go sooner than he thought he would be. Do you think that's lingered, that's caused anything? He said no, but of course that's what he's going
to
say.
He's going to say no, and I tend to believe him because he's a smart enough guy to know, and the team, you know, with Andretti have been, you know, they're not just in their first rodeo. I mean, these guys know that these kinds of things happen. I think the last guy that would jeopardize his career, or at least what he's doing this year with health, would be Hinchcliffe. He would not do that. If he's not ready to get back in the car, he's not gonna risk it. I mean, he would address that intelligently, and if he needed to stay out of the car because he got conked in the head, he's going to do that as much as he would love to continue going. If he says he's okay, then he's okay. Remember, the IndyCar medical guys are some of the best in the world, and if they tell you stay out of the car, you believe them and you do what they tell you. So I don't, you know, there's that. In that, that's a good point because you think about that and what are the reasons why. It's basically because of, and I hate to use the word luck, but I mean things like the yellow's not coming your way. You get, you know, somebody spins in front of you. something mechanical happens to the car. These are things you can't control, and I don't know whether there's any residual effect from that concussion. I would not think so in Hinch's case.